RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian government committed to improving public health. Consumer dispute in Indonesia can now be resolved. Food security remains safe despite drought. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government is committed to improving public health by allocating 5% of the funds from 2016 draft budget. Secretary General of the Health Ministry, Untung Suseno Sutarjo, stated on Tuesday, health expenditure which reached 106 trillion rupiah has provided a big opportunity to the government to improve public health through the Public Health Efforts Program. Sutarjo pointed out that the health budget can intensify promotional and preventive programs, which are organized through the activities outlined in the Public Health Efforts Program to raise public awareness on leading healthy life. However, Sutarjo pointed out that the programs are not easy to realize. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Association of Indonesian Health Consultants, Iket Sindo Supriyantoro, remarked that the cost of national health insurance program will be higher and decreased the Social Security Agency BPJS budget if the Public Health Efforts Program does not achieve the required results. He noted that the additional funds in the 2016 draft budget will offer the best momentum to strengthen synergy between the Public Health Efforts Program and the National Health Insurance. Indonesian Trade Promotion Center ITPC Lagos exploring the West African market, which has a more stable economy and does not depend entirely on the industry and export of crude oil. Head of the ITPC Lagos, Ninus Wawan Setiawan, said recently that ITPC Lagos is targeting the market of three countries such as Benin, Togo and Ghana through a business meeting while promoting the Third Trade Expo Indonesia, TEI. In the meeting, ITPS Lagos discussed three main issues: trade, tourism, and investment. Indonesia is a promising country for investment and business cooperation as it is the world's fourth largest population, has a fast-growing middle class, and offers a conducive investment climate. He added, Indonesia has immense potential for world investment. Moreover, the three African countries also have the potential for cooperation in trade and investment. The ITPC invited business people from Benin, Togo and Ghana to gain a first-hand glimpse of Indonesian areas of potential through the third TEI exhibition to be held in October 22 until 25, 2015 in Jakarta. The Supreme Court has issued its Regulation No. 2/2015 about simplified procedure and lawsuit by Supreme Court in early August. Known as a small claims court, it is a procedure in the court towards civil action with a maximum claim of 200 million rupiah or about 14,000 of US dollar. Its procedures and verification are simple. Civil judge of the Supreme Court Samsul Marit in Jakarta on Tuesday said the new regulation is expected to facilitate people to resolve small cases so that people can get justice quickly.
Perma ini diharapkan bisa mengurangi penumpukan perkara di Mahkamah Agung. Karena sampai sekarang
the regulation is expected to reduce the accumulation of cases in the Supreme Court because until now I could still handle the lawsuit we developed only 25 million rupiah, but it was verified until case review. Imagine how many years it will take in court. It could be 3 to 4 years only for 25 million rupiah. This regulation is a breakthrough, so hopefully the public, especially people with limited income, can file a lawsuit through this regulation.
Masyarakat yang berkemampuan terbatas bisa mengajukan gugatan.
Therefore, Samsul said that according to the regulation, the consumer legal action valued less than 200 million rupiah will be examined and decided no later than 25 days without going through the High Court or the Supreme Court. On the same occasion, the chairman of the National Consumer Protection Agency, Ardiansyah Parman, said this regulation automatically opens access to dispute settlement for all Indonesian citizens, especially for the citizens who live in areas not reached by the Consumer Dispute Settlement Board. Indonesian government continues to monitor the production of rice in agriculture regions. It also oversees the ongoing development of the tertiary irrigation infrastructure. This was stated by Agriculture Minister Andit Amran Sulaiman after symbolically release of beef and rice for cheap markets in the warehouse of logistic agency in North Jakarta on Tuesday. According to the minister, until now, the government has distributed agriculture aid in the form of 60,000 of machineries and 21,000 of water farms. The number is considered enough to help farmers cope with droughts due to El Nino. The minister also guarantees that Indonesia will not experience food crisis, given that some regions in Indonesia every day have rice harvest and planting.
Panen itu tiap hari dan tiap hari juga tanam.
Harvest and planting occur every day. We will visit East Java province. There are harvest in two places in September 28 and 29. So there is no need to worry about import or not import. The government has stockpiled because food security becomes priority at this time. So it does not matter.
Menjadi prioritas saat ini itu enggak soal.
Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman guarantees the El Nino effect on food security this year is not as bad as in 1998, although the El Nino phenomena this year is slightly worse than 1998. The Indonesian government had predicted and anticipated since January 2015. Indonesian Minister of Education and Culture bestows cultural awards 2015 to people's, community and media who had made significant contribution to Indonesian culture. This year, the government awarded 44 figures, 3 regional governments and 3 medias and 3 communities. Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan on Tuesday 22nd September said the awards were given to them who not only preserved but also developed the culture. The figures have done a lot to develop the culture of Indonesia.
Yang mendapatkan anugerah malam ini adalah para penggerak kebudayaan.
The recipients of the awards this evening are the motivators of culture that I imagined are willing to let our culture in a stagnant position. The peoples are dynamic and I want to underline that these people are not the people who see culture as a living but see a culture as a life. The individuals who receive the award are varied, from the creator, pioneers, innovators, to the category of children and adolescents. There is even media and the maestro of traditional art come from various institutions, different backgrounds with the same effort to develop Indonesian culture.
Pelopor pembaharu, sampai kategori anak-anak remaja, bahkan ada media, lalu maestro seni tradisi, terhadir dari berbagai institusi, berbagai latar belakang dengan ikhtiar yang sama memajukan kebudayaan Indonesia.
This year, the award of Bintan Mahaputra is given to cultural interreligious philosophers and thinkers Franz Magnus Suseno. But the category of Bintan Budaya Parama Dharma are given to writers Gunawan Muhammad and ancient Japanese literary expert Peter Sotmulder. Award recipients for cultural creator, finer and innovator are pianist and music composer Ananda Sukalind and writer Sitor Sitomorang. The Media Culture Awards were awarded to Kompas, NEC TV and Radio Republik Indonesia Palembang. The foreign different awards are given to Bima and Malay literature expert Henry Chambered Lear, conservationist Ulos and Woven Sandra Nisant, and modern Indonesian literature expert Anthony Johns. The selection of this culture award had been made since the beginning of February 2015 by the assessment team consisting of various professions such as academicians, practitioners, and journalists. The last item, Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowadoyo on Tuesday said rupiah depreciation will still continue this year's third and fourth quarter. Rupiah is predicted at 13,800 rupiah per dollar in the third quarter and 14,000 rupiah in the fourth quarter. Governor Agus said this condition is supported by positive economic growth in the third and fourth quarter. He added market perception becomes more positive. Next year rupiah exchange rate will still be the same as in the fourth quarter. He said financial stabilization will be stronger next year and global uncertainty will thin out. Fed rate is predicted to increase in 2016. Governor Agus also predicted that in 2016 second semester, Indonesian positive perception will be strong because of increased economic growth and subdued inflation. External economy is supported by improved global economic growth. Domestic economy will grow and capital flow will rise. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, here is the commentary entitled Japan Legalized a New Defense Act. At the end of last week, Japan passed a law of new defense with support of 148 votes against 90 votes in the parliament. The law allows the Japanese self-defense forces to involve at war overseas, although Japan itself is not attacked. The country no longer embraced the self-defense system or defensive system implemented since 1960. The tense pros and cons occurred inside and outside the parliament. Consequently, riot is inevitable among the Japanese parliament members prior to the passage of the new act. Meanwhile, around 13,000 demonstrators staged a rally to protest against the offensive system. They accused the government no longer committed to peace, democracy, and the rule of law. However, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his endorsers have their own reasons. According to them, the principle of defensive or self-defense system is no longer realistic. Threats from neighboring countries such as North Korea, China, and terrorism demand a change in the defense system. Four countries that have felt the atrocities of the Japanese army during the Second World War, such as China, Korea, and the Southeast Asian countries, including Indonesia. The change of Japanese defensive system is quite alarming. China, for example, has expressed serious concerns about the new Defense Act of Japan. Spokesperson of Chinese Foreign Ministry Hong Lei stated that China fully called on the Japanese government to take a lesson from history and to listen to the voices of justice expressed nationally and internationally by many people. He added that China also urged Japan to deal with military issues carefully and to give contribution by promoting regional peace and stability. Otherwise, the lawmakers of the United States welcomed the change of Japan's defense system. In a joint statement issued by Democratic and Republican senators, they said that the new policy will contribute to the world peace and security and to strengthen the alliance between the two countries. Developing a military strength is the right of all nations to defend their existence in the world. In this case, the state should listen to what their people want. However, history has proven that the weapons are not able to create peace. The negotiating table is the appropriate means to achieve it. Well, listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from the Independence Day of Saudi Arabia on September 23, 1932. After the collapse of the Ottoman Turks. As a result of the defeat of World War I, the territory of the Ottoman power in the Arab world falls under the supervision of the United Kingdom. Then came to the political intrigues in former territory of the Ottoman Turks. Finally, on September 23, 1932, Abdul Aziz bin Abdurrahman Al Saud proclaimed the establishment of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to unify the region of Riyadh, Najd, Ha'a, Asr, and Hijaz. Abdul Aziz became the first king in the kingdom. Hence, the name of Saudi is derived from the family name of King Abdul Aziz Al Saud. Saudi Arabia, known as the country of birth of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as the growth and development of Islam. Saudi Arabia actually never celebrate Independence Day and never make it a national holiday. Since King Abdullah ascended the throne in 2005, the independence of Saudi celebrated and the day is used as a national holiday. On September 23, 1973, Juan Perón back to power in Argentina for the third time. In 1945, it had risen a new political movement in Argentina, namely Peronistas, which got support from the oppressed party, the workers in the agricultural and industrial sectors led by Juan Perón. Along with his party and the support of his wife Evita Perón, who very influenced in making policy, Juan Perón then became president of Argentina in 1946 to 1950. However, the death of his beloved wife in 1952 has influence to his life. Therefore, a militant organization toppled him in 1955 and he was forced to flee to Paraguay. On September 23, 1973, Juan Domingo Perón became president of Argentina for the third time after winning 61.5% of his opponent. His new wife, Isabel Martinez, was promoted to be the vice president. He died in office in 1974 and his position was replaced by Isabel, but the presence of Isabel was never able to replace Evita Perón in the heart of the people of Argentina. On September 23, 1991, Armenia declared independence on 23rd of September 1991 from the Soviet Union. Armenia, since the 6th century, controlled by Iran. Then, the country experienced a period of freedom, then back into the hands of the invaders. In the Caldar War between Iran and Ottoman, most regions of Armenia, which are under control of Iran, seized by the Ottomans. Shortly thereafter, Armenia was occupied by Russia. In 1918, after the Communist Revolution in the Soviet Union, Armenia declared independence. However, 2 years later, Armenia incorporated into the Soviet Union, and in the early 1990s, through a referendum, more than 90% of the people want independence from the Soviet Union. Armenia has an area of nearly 30 square kilometers and is bordered by Iran, Azerbaijan, Turkey, and Georgia. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome to Voice Green. Today we'll talk about Indonesian rhino is in critical condition, need a new habitat. World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Indonesia, an organization which concerned toward environmental issues, as the provision of new habitats as a second home for the Javan rhino and the Sumatran rhino into a forum of mitigation for the sustainability of the rhino population in Indonesia. The conservation director of WWF Indonesia, Arnold Sitompul in Jakarta, said Javan rhino should immediately look for a new home as the addition habitat besides in Ujung Kulon. According to Arnold, the condition of the Javan rhino's habitat in Ujung Kulon National Park are highly vulnerable withstood natural disasters due to its proximity to Mount Anakrakatau or Child of Krakatoa. If the amount eruption and destroy the habitat of the Javan Rhino, Indonesia and the world would lose one of its biodiversity assets. Arnold also said that integrity of the habitat compete with the growth of massive langkap or Aringa obtusifolia, species of palm trees that block sunlight to penetrate the bottom of the forest and hinder the growth of rhino's natural feed. In addition to natural disasters, it is considered as one of the serious threats to the sustainability of Javan rhino's population. Arnold also said they need immediate rescue for Sumatran rhino. Land fires, expansion of plantations, illegal logging, and poaching is a major issue in rhino conservation effort in Sumatra. To overcome this, it is needed concrete steps from the government to save the Sumatran rhino immediately. From the 9 pockets of rhino's population in Sumatra and Kalimantan, it is only remaining 4 pockets. Results from studies currently show local extinction has occurred, such as in the Kerinci Seblat National Park. There was no longer found Sumatran rhino since 2008. The latest data based on the population and habitat viability assessment 2015 stated the Sumatran rhino population is estimated about 100 individuals remaining alive. The rhino scattered in Mount Lazer National Park, Bukit Barisan Selatan National Park, and Waikambas National Park, as well as one pocket of newly identified populations in 2013 in East Kalimantan. The existence of Sumatran rhino in Kalimantan, according to Arnold, brings a fresh breeze as previously believed the wild species extinct. It is the hope, amid predictions about the decreasing number of the rhino population in the world. WWF Indonesia, along with the Joint Secretariat of Indonesian Rhinos, are now reviewing to determine the total of population and existence in order to attempt rescue measures appropriately to maintain and develop the population of the Sumatran rhino in Kalimantan. In addition to look for a second home for the rhinos, public awareness effort to keep the populations of endangered species is also considered very important. Listener, that was Voy Green.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, September 23, 2015. We begin today's headlines with Kompas, entitled Sanction for 4 Companies. 4 companies in Sumatra were finally sanctioned for forest and land fire cases. The companies must stop all operational and fulfill their obligation, which is completing their fire prevention equipment. Then, the permits of the 3 companies were frozen and the remaining one was revoked. Listener, we move on to Media Indonesia with Wukuf amidst hot weather. Hajj pilgrims of several countries, including Indonesia, will perform wukuf ritual in Arafah field today. In the middle of hot afternoon, around 48 Celsius degree, thousands of pilgrims on ihram clothes went to Arafah. This condition occurred because one of the tunnels used to enter Arafah, Muzdalifah and Mina, which is King Fahd, was closed again for vehicles. Still on Hajj pilgrims, we continue with Republika's headline, which is Pilgrims Performs the Peak of Hajj. Pilgrims from all countries underwent the peak procession of Hajj, which is Wukuf, on Wednesday, September 22nd. One day ahead, around 2.1 million pilgrims on Ihram moved from Mecca to Arafah on bus. Listener, we end today's headline with Business Indonesia about divestment scheme still being studied. The government is yet to determine the 10.64% stock selling scheme from PT Freeport Indonesia, despite of the must to divest the subsidiary of Freeport Mecca. The government is yet to determine the 10.64% stock selling scheme from PT Freeport Indonesia, despite the must to divest the subsidiary of Freeport McMoRan Copper and Gold Inc. in less than 1 month. According to the Government Regulations No. 77/2014 on Third Amendment of Government Regulations No. 23/2010 on Mineral and Coal Mining Business Activity, the company must divest its stock up to 30%. Well, listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian government is committed to improving public health by allocating 5% of the funds from 2016 draft budget. Secretary General of the Health Ministry, Untun Suseno Sutarjo, stated on Tuesday, health expenditure, which reached 106 trillion rupiah, has provided a bit of opportunity to the government to improve public health through the Public Health Efforts Program. Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC Lagos, is exploring West African market, which has a more stable economy and does not depend entirely on the industry and export of crude oil. Head of the ITPC Lagos, Nino Wawan Sitewan, said recently that ITPC Lagos is targeting the market of three countries such as Spain, Togo, and Ghana. Indonesian Supreme Court has issued its regulation number 2/2015 about simplified procedure of lawsuit by Supreme Court in early August. Known as a small claims court, it is a procedure in the court towards civil action with a maximum claim of 200 million rupiah or about 14,000 of US dollar. Indonesian government continues to monitor the production of rice in agriculture regions. It also oversees the ongoing development of the tertiary irrigation infrastructure. It was stated by Agriculture Minister Andit Amran Sulaiman after symbolically release of wheat and rice for cheat markets in the warehouse of Logistics Agency in North Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia Minister of Education and Culture bestows cultural awards 2015 to people, community and media who had made a significant contribution to Indonesian culture. This year, the government awarded 44 figures, 3 regional governments, 3 media and 3 communities. Bank Indonesian Governor Agus Martowardoyo on Tuesday said rupiah depreciation will still continue in this year's third and fourth quarter. Rupiah is predicted at 13,800 rupiah per dollar in the third quarter and 14,000 rupiah in the fourth quarter. Governor Agus said this condition is supported by positive economic growth in the third and fourth quarter. Muted piracy has rooted strongly in Indonesia, leaving only 4.3% of legal muted sale in industry. Indonesian Songwriter and Singer Association, Fabri, recorded in 2013 that piracy had caused up to 4 trillion rupiah loss per year. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit North Sumatra, so stay tuned.
Listener, Tombak Sulu-Sulu at Marbon Village, Bakti Raja Sub-District, Humbang Hasun Dutan Regency North Sumatra, which is believed as the birthplace of King Sisingamangaraja XII, an Indonesian national hero, is targeted to be an Indonesian cultural heritage. Culture and Tourism Office of North Sumatra has begun process on program and evaluation on a number of archaeological sites, including the Tombak Sulu-Sulu as the first target. This site is worth to be a cultural heritage because it is a sign of ancient civilization. In addition, a number of aspects has related with various things, including from people's culture, history of nation, which was seen from Sisingamangaraja XII, as well as from geopark aspect. Listener, Tombak Sulu-Sulu is a small forest at Bakti Raja Sub-District Bakara, Humbang Hasundutan Regency North Sumatra. Tombak in Batak local language means forest, while Sulu-Sulu means torch. The place called Tombak Sulu-Sulu because there are shady trees at the middle of the village and in the forest, there is a place which is believed as a hiding place of the King Sisingamangaraja in the past. According to the local people, at this place, mother of Sisingamangaraja I prayed or martongo to Ompu Mulajadi Nabolon or the creator to get the child. Due to the miracle, she was pregnant and gave birth to Ompu Raja Manghuntal or the Sisingamangaraja I. Based on this belief, this place is always visited by many people, especially family who wants to have a child. According to history, many people succeeded to have descent after visiting and praying at this place. Small forest on the rock hill in Bakara is grown with various kinds of shrubs and trees. One of the trees called Hau Sangka Madeha. In the middle of the forest, there is a stone cave which is formed from cracked big stones. This cave was used to be a meditation place and martongo or pray by King Sisingamangaraja. Listener, Bakti Raja Sub-District is rich with Batak cultural site, especially which is related with Sisingamangaraja, the King of Batak. Besides Tombak Sulu-Sulu, there is also the site of Sisingamangaraja dynasty which still exists until nowadays at Lumban Raja Hamlet, beginning from cemetery, bathing place and palace or traditional house which is maintained. Bakti Raja Sub-District has a distance of 22 km from Dolok Sanggul, the capital city of Humbang Hasundutan Regency. This regency takes about 5 until 6 hours from Medan, the capital of North Sumatra. Visiting Humbang Hasundutan Regency, you can see the panorama of Tuwa Lake, which can be seen from all sides of Bakti Raja. The regional government of Humbang Regency also has provided one tourism bus to go around the Tuwa Lake. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, which inviting you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Membuat Es Buah, or in English means making fruit ice. So, stay tuned. Listener, as usual, first we will introduce you to several vocabs and expressions that relate to our topic. I will read them two times and you can repeat after me. Membuat. Membuat. Which means to make. Es buah. Es buah. Which means fruit ice. Hari Sabtu. Hari Sabtu. Which means Saturday. Kuliah. Kuliah, which means to go to college. Tidak ada. Tidak ada. Which means nothing. Jam 7. Jam 7. Which means at 7 o'clock. Jam 10. Jam 10. Which means at 10 o'clock. Pergi berenang. Pergi berenang. Which means to go swimming. Di rumah. Di rumah. Which means at home. Bisa. Bisa. Which means can. Bantu. Bantu. Which means to help. Buah-buahan. Buah-buahan. Which means fruits. Kulkas. Kulkas. Which means refrigerator or fridge. Membeli. Membeli. Which means to buy. Gula pasir. Gula pasir. Which means sugar. Nanas. Nanas. Which means pineapple. Apple. Apple. Which means apple. Mangga. Mangga. Which means mango. Kolang kaling. Kolang kaling. Which means sugar palm fruit. Kupas. Kupas. Which means to peel. Cuci. Cuci. Which means to wash. Potong kecil kecil. Potong kecil kecil. Which means to cut into small pieces. Siapkan semuanya. Siapkan semuanya. Which means to prepare everything. Setelah selesai, setelah selesai, which means when finished. Mari, mari, which means let's. Makan bersama keluarga. Makan bersama keluarga, which means to eat together with family. Now, we will give you an example of the conversation using the vocabs and phrases. The conversation is entitled Membuat Es Buah or Making Fruit Ice between Mama Thea or A and Thea with B. I'll say the sentence twice and you can repeat after me. A. Thea, apakah hari Sabtu kamu ada kuliah? Thea, apakah hari Sabtu kamu ada kuliah? Which means, Thea, do you go to the college on Saturday? B. Tidak ada, Ma. Jam 7 sampai jam 10 pagi, aku pergi berenang. Setelah itu, aku di rumah. Tidak, Ma. Jam 7 sampai jam 10 pagi, aku pergi berenang. Setelah itu, aku di rumah. Which means, no, ma'am. At 7 until 10 o'clock in the morning, I will go swimming. After that, I'll be at home. A. Apakah kamu bisa bantu Mama membuat es buah? Apakah kamu bisa bantu mama membuat es buah? Which means, can you help me to make fruit ice? B. Bisa, ma. Apakah buah-buahan sudah ada di kulkas? Bisa, ma. Apakah buah-buahan sudah ada di kulkas? Which means, yes, ma'am. Are the fruits already in the refrigerator? A. Belum. Kita harus membeli gula pasir, bengkuang, nanas, apel, melon, mangga, dan kolang-kaling. Belum. Kita harus membeli gula pasir, bengkoang, nanas, apel, melon, dan mangga serta kolang kaling. Which means, not yet. We have to buy sugar, bengkoang, pineapple, apple, melon, mango, and sugar palm fruit. B. Baik, Ma. Aku akan membeli buah yang diperlukan. Baik, Ma. Aku akan membeli buah yang diperlukan. Which means, alright, Ma'am. I'll buy the fruits. A. Tia, nanti tolong buah itu dikupas, dicuci, lalu dipotong kecil-kecil. Tia, nanti tolong ya buah itu dikupas, dicuci, lalu dipotong kecil-kecil. Which means, Tia, can you please peel the fruits and cut them into small pieces? B. Iya, Ma. Aku akan siapkan semuanya. Iya, Ma. Aku akan siapkan semuanya. Which means, yes, Ma'am. I'll prepare everything. A. Setelah selesai, mari kita makan bersama keluarga. Setelah selesai, mari kita makan bersama keluarga. Which means, when you finish, let's have the fruit ice together with the family. Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Thank you for listening, and we meet again next week with another edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's edition will feature an Indonesian band, namely Raina Band. K-pop music that hit Indonesian young music lovers promoted musical industry in the country increasing colorful. Initially, the music market is dominated Malayan music, but now the music trend changed to a boy band or girl band era. On that era, boy or girl band is interested by audiences with good-looking personality and their attractive dancing skill. Most of them can play musical instruments well. Raina group that consisted of three good men will come to you in today's segment of Music Corner. Let's listen to the first hit song of Raina entitled Sarang Heyo.
Ku terjerat senyum manismu sejak pertama kita bertemu. Ui, ku terjebak. Oh,
Rina is not a boy band, although their fashion style looks like a Korean style. However, the three men from Tangerang Banten join in a pure band group. Rina band consisted of Daniel, the vocalist, Torik, guitarist, and RB, the bassist, have good talent in music. The band is very productive, and the personnel are ready to fight in the Indonesian music industry. The band, which was formed on February 6, 2009, has prepared some 40 songs. However, they will see the strategy to invite people's attention through a song Terlalu Mencintai. The song tells about greatness of love. Listener, now let's listen to the coming songs entitled Terlalu Mencintai by Rina Band.
Ku mengerti rasa di dalam hati, coba tuh kau rasakan apa yang aku pendam. Dalam lemakku terus mencoba, ku tak mampu lupakanmu.
Boy band stylish concept brought by Rina Band has a meaning. It is inspired from a Korean boy band CN Blue. The vocalist Daniel said that they play music should be in mind and they like Korean fashion, like the fashion identical to the Korean boy band CN Blue. They also have a dream to be famous like the Korean band. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, we'll take you to enjoy next two songs. from Raina Ben, Hanya Ingin and Cinta Dari Dulu. Happy listening.
Memang sempurna, tak lagi ada tandingannya. Kau sungguh berharga, tak mungkin dapat tergantikan. Kau terangi hidupku, kau warnai hari.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Kita terus melupakan segala yang pernah jadi indah. Kita terus menyesali apa yang telah kita perbuat. Untuk itu kita hidup. Biarkanlah semua berlalu, jejak langkah yang ditinggalkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.